This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the few areas where the president went beyond generalities last night was healthcare. He said Congress ought to give states the flexibility they need with Medicaid to make sure nobody's left out. Medicaid, remember, is the government health program that serves 70 million people, low-income Americans mostly. The politics of this are interesting because more than half of Medicaid's half-trillion-dollar budget comes from Washington. States cover the rest, and that's obviously a lot of cash for the states to lose. So it could come to pass that Republicans in Washington will be making life difficult for Republicans in state capitals. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Under Obamacare, 31 states expanded their Medicaid programs, ultimately to 11 million new people. And because Washington's picked up nearly all the costs, it's been like a tidal wave of money crashing onto state shores.
We're very fortunate to have $2.5 billion to coming into a state like Kentucky.
That's Dr. Eric Loy, who runs health centers in rural Kentucky that serve lots of people on Medicaid. He says, think of the money as an economic stimulus package.
If you look before the Affordable Care Act, there was four or five hospitals that were in bankruptcy in Kentucky. And now the hospitals, they've stabilized. The pharmacies have stabilized. Outpatient clinics have stabilized.
A recent major Kaiser Family Foundation review found that Medicaid expansion has been good economically for at least about half the states that chose to expand. University of Michigan economist Helen Levy says when 600,000 more people got insurance in her state, good things started happening.
They've got Medicaid, so the clinic is getting paid more. But also the sandwich shop next door to the clinic is selling more sandwiches because the clinic is doing more business.
All those sandwiches need people to sell them.
That translates into about 30,000 additional jobs in the state of Michigan every year.
All this helps explain why some governors in blue and red states have balked at the emerging House GOP plan that significantly scales back expansion. It doesn't kill funding completely, but that huge wave of cash sure shrinks. And, says Lanhee Chen with the Hoover Institute, the plan puts the entire $550 billion Medicaid program, expansion and all, on a diet.
The goal here is to cap the federal contribution over time.
Republicans have long believed Medicaid costs too much. And it's true. The program grows faster than the national economy. And it's always one of the most expensive line items for states. The thinking, says Chen, is that belt tightening will help states do more with less.
For states, sometimes when they have this fiscal pressure, it allows them to streamline the program. It allows them to make their program more responsive. But I don't think that anybody should make the claim that this is going to be easy for states.
Certainly, states are going to have to make some hard choices, and they all involve cutting. Cutting the number of people on the rolls, cutting the services provided, cutting how much they pay doctors and hospitals. It's not a pretty picture. Last week, Republican Governor John Kasich met with President Trump to talk health policy. In his state, Ohio, 700,000 people have gained coverage under the expansion. Here he is last weekend on Face the Nation.
Where do the mentally ill go? Where do the drug addicted go? The Republicans can do what they want, but at the end of the day, I'm going to stand up for the people that wouldn't have the coverage if they don't get this thing right.
The point to keep in mind is that the proposal coming from the House is just that, a proposal. To governors like Kasich, this is less a plan than the starting point for negotiations with high stakes. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.